CNCFlare.com presents 2 Cents Worth, a podcast on B2B sales and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real entrepreneurs that produce real results.
Every day I'm hustling.
Here's your host, James Harper.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? And welcome back to the 2 Cents Worth podcast. I'm your host, James Harper. Today, I'm going to ride solo here and just wanted to jump on the mic and speak about what I like to refer to as you statements. I've already started off this podcast saying I way too many times. And when we're talking about you statements, we want to make it all about you, the listener, the prospect, the potential client and customer. And in sales, all too often, especially at the high level, business to business level, this is forgotten. So today we're going to give you 3 actionable steps that's going to improve your outreach messaging that will absolutely help you get a better response rate, whether that be through LinkedIn, email, or cold calls, and it will help you reposition your message to where your prospect will be more willing to listen. We are going to dive deep into you statements. With all that being said, I'd really like to really start out by covering a couple of basics. We know in sales that we have to make it all about our prospect's needs, find out their desires, figure out what challenges that they might be going through, because as great salespeople, we have a potential solution that can change their life. When we take that servant versus salesperson mentality, this is the type of purpose and message you should be carrying and how you should be positioning yourself to prospects. We have to understand our prospects' needs, desires, and challenges, and we have to believe we have a solution that we just so happen to be selling that could change their life. When we take this type of position, and we take this type of purpose, and we take this type of mindset, a you statement should be front of mind every single time. When we craft our message, when we craft our emails, when we craft our cold call scripts, literally look at how many times we write the word I or we write the word me in those scripts, those outreach messages and emails. You'd be surprised. This all came to the light for me when I was doing some cold outreach on behalf of a new business. It's a tech software company. We were going after tech founders, CEOs, and with any kind of mass outreach campaign, there's always like that net of people that you don't want to get into your top of funnel sales cycle, or you don't want to hit with a specific message, but ultimately you miss target a little bit and they get in there. And anyways, I hit the wrong tech founder and he just ripped apart my sales message. And it was the biggest gut punch and humbling experience I had ever had in sales. Granted, this was just a LinkedIn outreach message. It wasn't anything too pitchy. It wasn't severe, but nonetheless, this guy decided to give me very candid feedback that ended up changing my life. And he said, look at how many times you said I in your first message. And it was a total of 4 or 5 times. Just saying it now is cringeworthy to me. So anyways, I handled that objection and took accountability, and actually a relationship came about from it. But nonetheless, it was a really big eye-opening feedback that I had received from this guy. A few months later, I was actually on this exact podcast with a sales expert called Hugh Little. Some of you guys might know Hugh Little, who's just an amazing sales veteran, and maybe you've actually heard the episode. And he talked about you statements. And obviously the feedback I'd gotten from that tech founder a few months earlier had stuck in with me and was still very fresh in my mind, and could never forget when he said, look at how many times you said the word I in your first outreach message. And I was just so embarrassed. And long story short, Hugh was walking me through some of the insight he gives his sales coaching students. And he said, I talk about you statements. And obviously we're talking about you statements now, but this is something that I have since implemented into our sales campaign. And I hope it works as well for you as it has for us and people like Hugh. And Hugh says, look at how many times in any type of sales message we write about ourselves. When you start replacing the word I in any of your sales messages and try to reposition it as you, as if you are speaking to your prospect and making it about them versus us versus you, the position and the feeling changes so much. So the first action step I'm going to have you guys implement is literally look at all your emails, look at any of your cold call scripts, look at all of your cold LinkedIn outreach messages, and count how many times you reference yourself, your company, your product, your service, you. How many times, even if it's subtle, did you make the message ultimately about yourself? You'd be surprised, if we're being honest, how many times we do that, not really realizing that we have done that. And then ask yourself, this would kind of be step 1.5, if you will. How can we reposition the word I, or that statement that you've made about yourself, and rephrase it about the prospect, about who you're actually trying to reach, about their wants, cares, desires, or challenges? How can you speak to that right off the bat and literally put the word you in the message? It's amazing. This is what Hugh had actually done with me on my podcast, which I'm going to reiterate and do with you right now. If you ask me, is the sky blue? I can give you a yes or a no question or answer. I can give you a very brief, quick answer. Yes, the sky is blue. No, it's not blue. Or if I ask you and I say, hey, Bob, how is it where you're at right now? Is the sky blue? Is the sky gray? Is it cloudy? Is it sunny? Describe it to me. You're asking them to talk about their current environment, their setting, themselves, and elaborate with an open-ended question. It feels differently. And when you phrase it with a you statement, talking about them, they are more inclined to talk about themselves, because as humans, as selfish beings, and I don't even consider this being selfish, but we are just more programmed to kind of speak about what we know, which is ourselves, our what's in front of us, our current reality, our current challenge, our current fire we're trying to put out, which is great insight as any salesperson to know when we're trying to serve our prospect. Action step number two. Once you create these you statements and you start sending them out, start comparing the responses to that message compared to what you got earlier from your non-you statement outreach, if you will. And tell me the difference in responses and see what you learn. When you speak about your prospects' challenges, you make it about them, you make it about their current reality versus your product, your features, your service, yourself, you will find different insights of what your prospects are struggling with. You will get different data points that will help your sales process, that will help improve your message, that will help narrow down more so the pain points within your prospects. You will understand the people you're trying to reach better. Even if it's an objection or a no type of response, when you phrase it about them, they will more likely give you a better, more in-depth response that will give you something to pull out and take away and use in the future. So what I want you to do, step two here, is once you craft your you message and you launch your campaign, whether that's email, text, call, LinkedIn, I don't care, take those responses, compare your you outreach responses to your non-you outreach responses, and let me know how well they did. Step three, this is a very simple step. Look at every big entrepreneurial brand out there, sales thought leader, marketing guru, marketing company, and maybe it doesn't even have to be marketing. Just look at the best brands, personal brands, company brands out there. They are all speaking you statements. They're all making it about you. The guy that comes to mind for me is Justin Welch, I believe is how you say his last name. He's a LinkedIn influencer. He talks about leaving the 9-to-5. He talks about the entrepreneurial journey, the freedom you can have. And every one of his statements is a you statement. He talks about how you can change your life, how you can leave the 9-to-5, how you can get more freedom, how you can get more income. And I won't lie, I eat his content up. When I look at a great sales thought leader like Josh Braun, you statements all up and down the board through his content, and his content's gold. So look at the best companies and brands in your arena, in your space that you follow, and see how many of the top players lead with literally the word you. It's not about them. It's about you, because they are serving you. And as salespeople, guys, we have to remember our goal is to serve versus sell. When we're serving, ultimately, we are selling. And when we're out there hunting and we're prospecting, we have to understand our prospect's pain, because we believe we have a solution that can change their life. And when we have that mentality and we put you statements at top of our outreach, things change for the better. So let's quickly recap these steps and then we're going to call it a day. Number one, analyze your current outreach messages. Phones, LinkedIn, text, scripts, whatever you have, email, and count how many times you talk about yourself. Be prepared to be appalled. And if you're not, and you already got this down, hats off to you. Step number two, you want to go ahead and launch those you campaigns with a different message, making it more about your prospect and less about you. And analyze the responses. Good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't matter. See the difference of response when you lead with a quote unquote you message versus your prior messaging when it was all about yourself. And step number three, look at every great brand or influencer in your arena and the people you relate with. If I were to bet, lead with you positioning statements. It's three things that we can do right now, this week, that will change our sales process, which will increase better results. Lead with you statements. Guys, if you're listening to this and you enjoy this podcast, please tell a friend to tell a friend. Share this with a coworker. Share this with your business partner. We love reviews on iTunes. That really helps us out. Or follow us on Spotify. All the love we've gotten lately cannot be thanked enough. So thank you guys just for all the involvement and love you've shown the show and podcast. As always, go to outboundsalesreport.com. We send 4 newsletters a year. That's right. Just 4 emails a year. It's packed deep with sales insights, cold calling insights, B2B outbound insights. We send it once a quarter. That's outboundsalesreport.com, or check us out at agencyflare.com. Guys, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking with you next time.